This show furnished by Adam Banning.
It's KABC's new kid in town, author, lecturer, and nutritional supplement guru, Adam Harmon. For the next hour, he'll be unleashing the power of natural medicine and conscious living. So listen up, America. It's the Adam Harmon Show.
Ooh, we are here. We are back. And you're sitting listening to us today here on 790 AM KABC. This is the Adam Harmon Show. Hey, we've got a really great show today. I'm really excited. We've got an awesome guest. From Hollywood red carpet to conscious lifestylist, our guest Sarah Delane began honing her skills in empathy, psychology, emotional intelligence, and personal brand image. She has 15 plus years as a veteran in the entertainment industry, so she's seen some things. She had a near-death experience, though, in her mid-20s, changing the focus of her life forever, awakening within her heightened sensory abilities added to her already innate intuition. Following her inner guidance, she took a hiatus from the Hollywood scene to further her quest in deepening her spiritual wisdom. Sarah packed up her belongings, like that little stick of the little thing on the back, you know, you see those kids? She packed up her belongings, and she journeyed to her beloved Sedona, Arizona. I love that place. While there, she taught authenticity and the art of channeling in a two-year adjunct program at Sedona Film School, and she was motivated at that point to the next level, where she dove deeper into the field of personal growth, leadership, expanding her knowledge through a series of transformational trainings, seminars, and personal mentorship. Well, Sarah Delane, thank you so much for joining us here at the Adam Harmon Show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I feel like I should hire you to read my bio all the time. I feel like more entertaining than I could have done it.
You know something? And for all you folks out there who are just listening on the radio, tune into the Adam Harmon, that's spelled H-A-R-M-A-N, show on YouTube. And you can actually have seen me tap dancing at that time. That's why I sound like I'm out of air and out of breath. You know, I've got so many questions for you here because, you know, you're such an interesting person when it comes to all the different types of things that you do to help people. But there are some things that are absolutely magnificent. I mean, how did you get to the point of being such a successful coach who handles not only relationships, but certain aspects of business planning and also mission statements on individuals as well?
Yeah, and personal brand also is something that's been really part of a passion of mine. Probably so much from the entertainment industry, right? Yeah. I've got over probably 22 years with brand identity, you know, marketing, sales, all of that stuff just within that industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as the relationships go, which is a huge passion of mine as well, and what I love guiding my clients on, being, I feel like, in the industry really helped I became more and more fascinated, right, with the psychology and human behavior.
You were working for one heck of a brand in the first place. You were a regular on General Hospital, wasn't it?
There was that.
She is so modest. It's literally like trying to pull like someone like out of like
that happened.
It's such modesty here. Oh, that happened.
She
was fabulous during it. But go ahead. So talk more about branding.
So I feel like everything in life, right? It guides you to your next step, hopefully, if your heart open and spirit guided and, you know, following what your purpose is, right? Yeah. So getting into doing personal branding and relationships.
But what got you there? What made you go, you know, I gotta do this. I gotta do this. Talk to me, girl.
I feel like I really love it. It's really, it allows my creative side to be more expressed. The relationship side, like I mentioned, you know, I geek out on psychology and human behavior and just understanding like what makes us tick and specifically around like the subconscious mind. And most importantly, then how we create our belief systems, which create then our identity, right? Which then create our external life and our reality. Uh-huh. And so if that's not going well, then we are powerful enough to then shift it, but we have to shift it within ourselves first, obviously coming from the place of there's nothing wrong, right? You're whole, you're complete, everything's good.
There
you're not trying to fix anything.
Oh, I feel better now.
Right. But
what you know, when I came out today, I was doubting that, but go ahead.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Well, it's raining today. Everybody's doubting.
So you're also a master NLP practitioner.
I do that too.
And what is that? Because I've had the honor of sitting down every once in a while when she talks to somebody about this stuff, and I'm going, where did you get that information from? And she goes, Master NLP practitioner.
And some of it is like getting my techniques and really understanding NLP, which I like to define it as the true science of the subconscious mind. Right? So some people are like, oh, it's just linguistics. And I'm like, no, it's so much more in really just understanding self. So gaining that and then kind of combining it with my sort of spiritual, you know, alignment, I think really brings everything full circle.
Great, great. Yeah. That's marvelous. Hey, you know something? You deal with so many people. And you've told me some stories, obviously without mentioning names, but you've told me some stories in regards to just some relationships that you've saved. Hey, listen, girl, she is so modest, it's ridiculous. When I say, you know, you woke people from the dead, you resurrected and you cured cancer, and she just giggles. What is wrong? You're just too modest. Okay, no. She's done some great things with relationships, but what are the top three relationship problems that your clients are complaining about these days? And can you give us some, like, successful strategies to overcome them?
Thank you. Yes, I will. And with that, I do also want to say that it's part of being able to see what I've gone through even in my life, and then having the compassion for that and then never wanting anybody to experience anything like that, right?
Good.
And so from that standpoint, there's three primary things that really people come to me for, right? And I'll do a little shout out to my Instagram community because we do a live every Tuesday. And so they come with their questions. And so I get to actually hear what their problems are.
How do people sign on to that Instagram community?
It's Instagram Live. You just follow me.
So what would they follow? They'd follow Seeking Serotonin, Sarah Delane. Can you spell something out here?
At Sarah Delane, S-E-R-A-H-D-L-A-I-N-E. It's every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Cool. And so with that.
And that's on Instagram.
That is on Instagram.
Okay, great. So with
replays
that.
On YouTube. Yes. So with that, I get to really connect with everyone and then feel into, you know, where they're at and what their questions are and what they're dealing with. So the primary aspects of what people really come to me for are either how to let go, right? Either usually it's a toxic relationship or something emotionally draining. Mm. And so how do I let go? How do I move on? How do I get that sort of like Advil to feel better, right? At least temporarily. And then we can go in and dive into like the good stuff, you know, of like why we attracted it, which is the second thing, you know, why they keep attracting those same types of partners, right? And that was something that was a question for myself as well. So I can't teach anything I haven't figured out my own patterns for.
There you go.
So, other than that, aligning with their path and their soul's, you know, bigger mission and purpose, you know, which is where then creating a personal brand and really connecting with what your soul's, you know, passion is and making that, you know, soulfully successful, I guess.
Soulfully successful. Onomatopoeia. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then finally, it's really about, you know, how do I, for women, it's how do they connect deeper with their feminine side, their self-love, all of that, really listening to their internal feminine voice, and then balancing that with masculine and feminine, their essence, right? And so that's the same thing with men as well. So I feel like that's when I like to say that when we have more acceptance versus resistance to both masculine and feminine essence, then we're going to create more harmony in our relationships.
That sounds logical to me.
Thanks.
There you go. Okay. You know, it's well thought out. It's well thought out. You've been doing this for a living.
Just a tad.
Just a tad.
Just I've been geeking on trying to figure it out.
There we go. Saving lives, curing cancer. No, I'm kidding. just made her choke.
I can't ever say that I can cure
cancer. I just made her choke, and you would have seen that if you were on YouTube and you subscribed to the Adam Harman Show.
Choked on my water.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You know, another question for you before we go. We got like a couple of minutes.
Great.
Relationships and business may sound like two totally different subjects. You know, why do you specialize in both of them? Is there a connection? Explain.
They're so similar.
Do this for me in 90 seconds. Come on.
90 seconds. Right. Okay. Pretty much. Right. The cliff notes is, you know, our relationships and purpose are two of the biggest things that allow our soul its deepest experience, right? That all being said, in business, what I feel like we're wanting is that authenticity, right? That connection. We want a face. We want to connect with something. We don't want a logo, mm-hmm. right? And creating the relationships and the rapport with your audience on a business level, which hence then bringing in the personal brand allows you to do that.
Great.
With love, I mean, with technology and all these different things that are separating our connections so much, I feel like we want more than ever that level of authenticity, so much so that we want like naked, raw vulnerability in our relationships, you know? So we want that in business and we want that in our romantic partnerships mm-hmm. as well. So creating a personal brand in business is a way to help you show up in that authentic way, right? As who you are rather than hiding behind a business or a brand or a logo, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I like to say what, because a lot of people come to me and they're what I call multi-creatives, kind of like me. So it's like, I want to do all this. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. How do I do that? Right? I feel like I'm going to go ahead and say it. This may be.
All right.
I feel like the niche, right?
Right.
You have to niche some things in business, but like the niche is going, it's the edges are getting softer. I'll say it that way.
There you go.
And so there's ways for multi-creatives to do everything they want.
We're heading in a news break right now, but great. If you'd like to ask our guest a question in our next segment, there we go. She'll be available to you. All you got to do is give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-KABC. We'll be back with more of the Conscious Lifestylist, Sarah Delaine.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-522-3893. 800-522-3893.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5353 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5353. Avant.com, code 5353.
Well, it's time to spring forward. Florida has sprung forward forever. Is it time for California to get rid of the clock change?
In office fashion, ties are out, tattoos are in.
And 14,000 needles and 5,279 pounds of poop were pulled out of the Santa Ana riverbed.
Get smart, 5 to 10 on the next McIntyre Morning right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Ooh, we are back. We're back, and you're listening to The Adam Harmon Show on Talk Radio, 790 AM, KABC. We are here again with our special guest, the Conscious Lifestylist, Sarah Delaine.
Hi.
Sarah, good to have you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for
having me. Thanks for sticking in there. There we go. She came into our studio, and you would know this. You would see the beautiful face of Sarah Delaine. Soap opera star and amazing cosmic lifestylist. Not cosmic.
Cosmic. Almost.
Almost.
Cosmic conscious, you know.
I'm sorry. Here we go.
That was a good phrase.
Excuse me. Conscious lifestylist.
Okay. We have her here today. We have more questions to be able to push her way. And one of those things is what kind of people come to see you? You do so many interesting things. I mean, can you share a success story?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. You want me to pick one?
Pick one.
Okay.
Isn't it hard? Especially when you've been doing this for a while. It's like, one?
Because each one, like, gives me, honestly, each one gives me chills. Like, it's such a fulfilling thing of like, okay, I had just a tiny little bit to do with like you feeling amazing or getting that success or reaching that next level of your relationship or, so, I'll combine one because I know we're short on time. So, one of my female clients, you know, just really coming from background of not feeling very confident, right?
Right.
Really just, coming from a lot of abusive relationships, and just not feeling like, just not really having that vision on her and just what she really could create in her life. And so we did some sort of repatterning, right? And finding out what those deeper patterns and programs were as to why that was happening into her life and then releasing that. And then like that just opened up a whole other world for her. I feel like I'm talking for her, which is interesting, but, what she shared was, she was like, she's like, you've almost shown me like who I am in the whole universe, like who, what my deeper energy and essence is here.
What your purpose is.
What a deeper purpose is. Wow. And so what that has now turned into, you know, and I laugh because she's like at work, she's like, I fired some of my clients. You know, she's like got this confidence now where she's like, oh, you're kind of, you know, toxic. I don't really want you as a client anymore. And I'm like, that's so amazing. It makes me so happy. And we're working on her writing a book with all of her expertise. And that's really making her feel fulfilled and combining, you know, her knowledge from her life as well as then her expertise in business. And I won't share too much, obviously, about that. But
there we go.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. Of course. So yeah. Like what, you know, there's so many people out there, I'm asking what's many times here. There's so many people out there who really think that working with a coach means only working with them for months on end, months and years. It's like going to like a chiropractor or something. And I love chiropractic. Chiropractic
saved my life. It serves its purpose.
It serves its purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But sometimes they ask you to come in a lot. That's why I use the metaphor. Okay. The analogy.
Well, but, so does everybody, I guess, right? Doctors. Yeah. Everybody, you know, you could run that on
the dentist too. It's like every 6 months you have to come in. Is there something wrong? No, just to make sure that my wallet is full. No.
Right.
Okay. So basically speaking, a lot of people think that it would require months and months and months to transform. Can you tell us about something that I've learned that you do? And you told me about it. I thought it was marvelous because I heard some of the cases on it. You do something called a 30-minute relationship remedy session. 30 minutes. I mean, you must be dumping gold for people to love this. I know you're pretty full on that as well.
I am. And it's actually, it's for me, it's really fun. And don't get me wrong, I love the deeper sessions that I do.
Uh-huh.
And yet a different thing happens when you only have 30 minutes, right? And so I almost start connecting, I'll say, you know, on a deeper sort of connected spiritual level and start channeling in whatever that person then needs to hear in that moment.
Right.
As well as then obviously the tools and techniques and, you know, strategies and whatnot. And so it's very fast, right? And I feel like my energy is very fast paced and my mind works about like a rocket half the time. And so being able to get somebody resources or strategies or techniques or just clarity or just a remedy, literally, like how we were talking about, you know, an Advil. Like if you have a headache, you're like, okay, I'll deal with why I have a headache in a minute, but can I just get rid of the headache for a second? And then I can think more clearly. So that was where I really set up that because it just really goes right in and is like, okay, what relief do you need for right now? You're not skimming over the surface of whatever the deeper issue or problem or pattern is, but it's like, cool, let's get clarity now and then open it up for, all right, do you want to do deeper work on that so you don't keep getting a headache, so to speak, right?
Right.
So I'm personally, it's my belief that when we're doing inner work, right? Because our inner will match our outer.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want a really wonderful outer, you do the math. And I don't believe that it has to take a long time. I respect, you know, psychology and I respect psychologists and all of that stuff. It's my personal belief. you don't have to go to therapy for 6 years on something that you could make a shift with and have a huge transformation in so much less time, right? Yeah. Granted, I will say we have, you know, some people call it layers of an onion. I don't like onions. So I say a rose. We have petals to a rose. And so we have multiple petals of the rose, right?
There we
so
go.
We're all going to have deeper things to work on. But where can you get super quick clarity and relief on something that's happening right now? Because we're in that society. When we want what we want, we need it right now.
Right.
Then we got to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So that was the purpose of setting that up.
I know many times you'll also talk about not only it's sort of like, you know, will I stay or will I go in regards to the relationship. So many people are like stuck on.
It's a great song.
And there we go. Will I stay? Or, no, I'm not going to do this to you folks.
Don't do it.
No, all right.
I won't do it either.
All right. Nobody do it in this entire audience. Please. Thank
it's
you.
It's not embarrassing.
All right. But the thing is that oftentimes you're helping people to understand and let go.
Yeah.
If it's the right time to let go, which is beautiful magic. It's like gold. Or you're giving them a different perspective on how to be able to move forward with it. So I think that's what you're doing. Is that what you're doing?
So you nailed something on the head really, really powerfully with that. And the secret to letting go.
Uh-oh. There we go. Wasn't that a book? Go ahead.
The secret was. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
That might be my book. I haven't titled my book yet, but anyways, the secret to letting go. Yes, you have patterns. Yes, you have to release all those things and all that stuff, but it's also how, like, can you look into the future? Because if you're focused on your past, then you're not focused where you're going. And so all of your attention and energy is going to what's behind you. And then you're bringing your past into your present, which then obviously brings it into your future. So one of the deeper secrets of letting go isn't about saying, I need to keep letting go. You need to release whatever those patterns are, which needs to happen in a subconscious level, right?
Okay.
So your meditations and your mantras can do only so much.
Right.
That's on a conscious level. But then it's really about, okay, what's the future vision and how am I strategically stepping into that? What am I going to create? What's the next version of myself? And what does that look like? And how do I get from where I am to then that place?
Action steps.
And things will come up at that time too. So that's where the process, I feel like, of, you know, I don't even really like to say coaching because I don't feel like somebody who's just like an accountability. Like coaching goes so much deeper than just accountability, right?
Yeah.
There's different kinds of coaches, I should say.
Yes.
So, I like problem solving. I geek out on really understanding what that element of someone's human, you know, behavior is, and then how to shift that quickly so then we can start feeling better. And then ultimately the goal is so that we can have deeper sense of self-love,
right?
So that then ultimately we can have a deeper sense of loving each other more.
What a concept.
And what a concept.
There you go. Hey, so how
did that answer your question? I don't even
that answered my question. We're going to go on to the next question.
Yes.
Make sure to bring your number two pencils along. No, that's, I'm sure.
You can't, basically, you can't, in order to get to your purpose, you have to, well, how do I want to say this? Your purpose and your relationship with self is also connected. And then your relationships with other people are also connected.
Hey, you have an awesome free event coming up, in the next few days. Can you tell our listeners about it in about 90 seconds?
Sure. So, speaking on that topic, I've, created Reviving Radiance, which, right now it's for women. And Reviving Radiance is a program specifically set up to do exactly what we've been talking about. So it's really releasing yourself from whatever those patterns or deep wounds are from the past, whatever that is. You know, heavy, light, whatever. Cause we've all got it. Like, that's just being honest and
real,
right? We all
got There we go.
I'm so not going to touch that.
Yeah.
That being said, the second part of it is about really reviving, right? And really getting in touch with your feminine essence and your energy systems and really cultivating that little Shakti energy. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately how to reinvent, which goes into creating a personal brand and your deeper passion and purpose. So it's sort of a full package. Course. And I am doing a webinar for that, a free webinar on, let's see, the 19th, March 19th.
Right.
I think, what is that, a Monday? So I will be posting tonight a link on my Instagram.
And the Instagram once again is
at @SERAHDLAINE. So it's just at Sarah Delaine, but Sarah spelled with an E.
There you go. That sounds great. And people can contact you at that same, or should they contact you at the website for the 30-minute relationship remedy?
Right now, honestly, I love connecting with people through Instagram just because it's where I'm creating a community and I'm rebranding. So.
Great. Go, Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Thank you so much for being our guest today on The Adam Harmon Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Sarah Delaine.
Pleasure being here. Thanks, Adam.
All right, folks. We are going to take a short break, but stay with us on our Can You Relate segment, which is up next.
Oh.
So if you're the first caller that can share 10 things that you love about your lady in 20 seconds or under, The Adam Harmon Show will send her 12 roses. Just call 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. Tell us 10 things in 20 seconds and you could win. 1-800-222-5222. We're here for you.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she is not running for president in 2020. She made the statement to CNN's Jim Acosta today, and it will air on CNN's State of the Union tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Warren said the same thing to Chuck Todd of NBC News in an interview for Meet the Press when pressed about her Senate reelection campaign and her pledge to fulfill her six-year term. President Trump, via social media, touched on his upcoming May meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Correspondent Will Ripley is in Seoul, South Korea.
He tweeted about North Korea four times in 4 hours. He said he had conversations with China and Japan, both of which he says are optimistic about this process, pleased that he's pursuing a diplomatic path as opposed to the alternative. He says that he believes North Korea will honor its commitment not to test a missile or a nuclear device while the diplomatic process is ongoing.
KABC SoCal weather, showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s and 50s. The rain is expected to weaken tomorrow morning. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized, more alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code SNOOZE12 for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code SNOOZE12.
Is your business having tax problems? Do you owe back taxes? Or has your company been threatened by the IRS, Franchise Tax Board, or EDD? If you have any issues with your taxes, reach out to the Blue Law Group now. These powerful agencies can take your home, hard-earned money, affect your current paycheck, and seize your property. Let tax attorney Michael Blue handle your tax situation. Get your free consultation by calling 833-STOP-TAX. That's 833-STOP-TAX. Or visit them at BlueLawGroup.com. That's BlueLawGroup.com.
Want to lower your mortgage rate and payments? Wake up to Carrie Kasem and Alex Michaels Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. as they bring you up-to-the-minute information and advice on mortgage rates and programs on the Get Mortgage Fit radio show and MLS 6606 on 790 KABC.
Are you wondering how to improve your relationships and your life? Are you curious if we've all been through what you're experiencing? Well, take a seat on the couch with Dr. Leanna and me, Eric Scott Smith, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hormone therapies for reducing menopausal symptoms may be effective, but they aren't without risk of serious adverse events. Estrovera from Metagenics offers a safe approach and the strongest natural choice for menopause relief for women at any stage of menopause. Estrovera features a novel botanical extract known as ERR731 that has demonstrated efficacy for hot flash relief comparable to low-dose hormone therapies. This unique extract has been safely recommended for relieving a wide range of menopausal symptoms since 1933 in Europe and is available in the U.S. by Metagenics. Estrovera works so well for so many women that there's even a money-back guarantee. Ask your medical doctor, chiropractor, or nutritionist about Estrovera from Metagenics today. Or for more information, go to Metagenics.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
This is Lauren Savant.
And on the next Midday Live, we'll take your calls. And, Lauren, update on the Trump-Kim Jong-un summit.
I cannot wait for this. It is must-see TV.
Is it going to be a TV thing?
It better be.
I just think somebody had to come up with a video game of Trump-un. That would be kind of an interesting video game.
That's so many possibilities.
That and more next Midday Live with Dr. Drew and Lauren Savant.
Noon to 3 on 790 KABC.
Yes, we are back. I'm really excited. We're going to have a contest here. I'm really excited. You are listening to The Adam Harman Show on Talk Radio, 790 AM, KABC. You know, in this segment, it's called Can You Relate? And I usually in this segment, I share some proven techniques for meeting, dating, and relating as it relates to the opposite sex. But you know something? In this show, in this specific episode, we are all about love. And to that end, we are reaching out to our listeners to hear what they love about their lady. Yes, it's a romantic time here on the Adam Harman Show. As a matter of fact, we have this contest. So here it goes. Call in to 1-800-222-5222. That's actually 1-800-222-KABC. And tell our listeners 10 things you love about your lady, that lady of your life, in 20 seconds or less. And if you're the first one, you're going to actually win a dozen beautiful roses sent to her with your name on them, okay? So your pledge of love will end up in a magnificent array, a bouquet of flowers. Call into 1-800-222-5222. You know, I think, oh my goodness, we're starting to fill up on the line here. Let's try Jeff. Jeff from Florida. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Jeff from Florida. Do you know the rules to this game?
Yes, I have 20 seconds to tell you 10 things about Jamie.
That you love about her. Now, I'm going to say the word go, and if you hear the word, then you went over time. But if you did it in less than 20 seconds, you get those roses sent to her. Are you ready? I will say go. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Go.
She rescues kittens. She's an artist, a singer. She gets A's in grad school. She speaks French. She loves tea. She's beautiful. She has the kindest heart I know. She likes roses, and her name means I love you.
Oh, my goodness. This guy nailed it. Jeff, you are like, you are the god of gratitude when it comes to your lovely lady there. Jeff, can you tell me a little bit more about your lady?
What can I tell you? She's a professional astrologer. She is in grad school for psych. She's an artist, paints, records music. She is a media personality and hosts a TV show on Amazon.
Great. And what's the name of the show? Put in a plug for her. Come on.
The name of the show is Outrageous, and it's available on Amazon Prime.
There you go. That's great. Everybody check out Outrageous on Amazon Prime. Wow, that's amazing. How did you meet this lovely lady?
I met this lovely lady in a bookstore.
In a bookstore?
Fort Lauderdale.
Come on, give us a little more juice than that. Come on.
That's true. I met her in a bookstore.
You met her in a bookstore. Get a little more romantic with it. Come on. I'm trying to pull you out here.
She's lovely. She's
Goodness. She's
a sweetest person.
Jeff, you nailed this one, dude. So guess what? You're going to stay on the line, the guy who's going to take your information is going to take that, and then we'll make sure that gets sent out to you, okay?
Fantastic.
Jeff, you are the man. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Yeah. All right, that's great. That was Jeff. The first person nailed it. Sorry, other callers there. This person was, like, on it. Guess it took him not 20 seconds, but 10.7 seconds. This guy was like the guy on the FedEx commercial where he used to talk really, really fast. This guy should read like the last parts of, what was it? The legal parts? What is it? The indemnification after like commercials or something like that? The clauses? This guy was amazing. Jeff, we love you. Hey, you know something? I think it's really important because I have a lovely lady in my life and I would like to tell you about the wonderful things about this lovely lady in my life. When I look into her eyes, it just makes me smile. I'm not going to give out her name because we're not going to get crazy here. This is Radio Land, but I'm going to give out her phone number. No, I'm only kidding. All right.
When I look into her eyes, it makes me smile. You know, in the middle of the night, when I am next to her, all of a sudden I move my leg around or something like that, and instead of going, ugh, you woke me up, she giggles and she cuddles up next to me. This is an amazing, amazing individual. This person is magical. I've had situations, and if you look into, if you go to theadamharmanshow.com, you look into my background, I've had many, many magical, mystical, and healing situations. This lady is like a goddess. She literally stands there and all these different types of things, these challenges that come up, and she just smiles and moves through them. She works a job during the day. She goes to school at night. Yet she as an individual keeps her composure. She is a lady, a true definition of what I see as a lady. I think it's really important for people out there right now to understand this concept. We only know about things. We only have this whole essence as it relates to losing a person. We only know how much we've lost after we've lost it. You know, that whole idea. I think that that's utter garbage. I think it's utter garbage. Folks, that statement has been out there for a long time. My friend Sarah Delaney, who was on the show, says that that statement is garbage because that's such an old statement. We've sure to learn that one by now. When you have your lovely lady in front of you, hold her, touch her, take that extra time to be able to show her how important she is to you. It just takes a little bit of time. Everybody's always looking for the fire in the relationship. You know where that fire came from? It came from excitement. Do you know where that excitement came from? It came from recognizing things that you're not seeing anymore. So many people out there these days are putting their relationships on automatic drive. When they put their relationships on automatic drive, they find themselves in scenarios where sooner or later, they're not having a relationship with that person. They're having a relationship with a story they've built up about that person over a long period of time. Gratitude is one of those things that allows you, as a person, to be able to move through these things. The concept that there's over 50% divorce going on right now. Somebody has to be able to take a deep breath here and bring themselves into the moment. Bring yourself into the moment. I'd like to be able to do something with you right now that if you do every single morning, you're going to be staying with that beautiful lady, and that beautiful lady is going to want to be staying with you. Okay? So when you get up in the morning, I want you to try something. I want you to roll your feet over to the side of the bed, sit your butt on the side of your bed, put your feet flat on the ground, and I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that there's three parts of a triangle, your heart and your two feet. And I want you to imagine those different three different parts, one left foot, right foot, and your heart, are attached together by these beautiful red ribbons, like romantic color, right? And I want you to be able to see that triangle and breathe into that triangle with your eyes closed. Breathe into it a couple of times. And then I want you to be able to breathe into that triangle this beautiful woman's face who's laying next to you. Breathe into it the times when she's laughed and giggled and saw you for the greatness that you are. Okay? I want you to be able to do that each morning. And then I want you to roll over and look at her with a smile and look her in the eyes. And from that perspective, I want you to be able to say, good morning. I think it's really important for us to understand exactly what we have in life. What we have in life is a blessing. We say we're going to die and go to heaven. No, this is heaven. You are in a place right now where you can appreciate it or you can live in hell. And this is all your choice. Gratitude brings you that. You have the keys to the gates of heaven with gratitude in this very, very moment. If you are so lucky as to have a beautiful lady in your life, don't ever look back and say, if I would have just appreciated it, she would have stuck around. Don't be doing that to yourself. Your relationship is worth it. Take that moment. Put your feet flat on the ground when you get up. Feel your heart in your feet. See that triangle of red ribbons. Breathe that picture of her into that triangle. Then breathe in that gratitude. And then smile and look around her with your eyes attached to hers. And say, good morning. You know something? I really hate that saying, you know, for every woman out there, I'll show you a guy who doesn't want to have whatever with her. You know what I mean? Every time you see a beautiful woman, there's a guy. That's a guy who hasn't stayed in the moment. That's a guy who has stayed in the future or lost himself in the past. But you can stay right here, right now. Love that woman. Have her as your base, your foundation for your love. And you can hold on to her. Don't worry about it. She got involved with you for a reason. And you know something? I think it's very, very important that you stick with her and you love her. Well, folks, thank you for listening into this segment of Can You Relate? It's time for a short commercial break. Stick with us for our last segment. The Adam Harmon Show's cosmic astrologer, Dovey LeRoy, will be reading another lucky listener's astrology chart. And things could get pretty raw here at The Adam Harmon Show. So stay tuned.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones too, like turning errand day into all done day. Get $10 off when you spend $40 on everyday must-haves like Tide and Bounty or Taco Night. Find toppings like Market Pantry shredded cheese on sale 2 for $4. And pick up a 2-pack of Crest 3D toothpaste, just $6.99. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
Introducing Norm's Bigger Better 4-Course New York Steak Dinner for just $12.99. A half-pound grilled to perfection New York steak, 6 succulent fried shrimp, your choice of home-baked potato, crispy fries, or rice pilaf, plus fresh-cooked vegetables, and soup, and salad, and dessert. All this for just $12.99. Best of all, you can get it all day, every day, but only for a limited time. Norm's Restaurants, where life happens 24/7.
March is National Frozen Food Month. Stop by your local freezer aisle for delicious and convenient solutions for any occasion. And visit EasyHomeMeals.com to enter the $10,000 sweepstakes and view official rules. Ends April 2nd. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Over the years, Dr. Bob Rutkowski has stayed on the cutting edge of science, constantly looking for the next breakthrough discovery in the field of nutrition. So here it is. Imagine coffee that's actually good for you. Coffee that tastes great, that's non-acidic, rich in antioxidants, and fortified with a phytobotanical that's been proven to nutritionally support your immune system. Tens of thousands of Dr. Rutkowski's patients and followers are enjoying guilt-free, super healthy, and delicious coffee every day. If you love coffee, you owe it to yourself to go to www.bettercoffeeshop.com. And when you get there, click on the Join Now button to find out how you can get this amazing coffee at wholesale prices. That's www.bettercoffeeshop.com. Now that's good coffee. Check it out today.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll deal with all the fallout from O.J. Simpson confessing to Judith Regan.
Plus, it's the big spring forward weekend. Does everybody really know what time it is? You know that whole time thing. And Harvey Weinstein bullied one of the biggest names in Hollywood, and she's speaking out loud.
Bastard!
Live and local, right after Dr. Drew is Lauren Savant, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
back. That's some interesting jazzy. Ooh, yeah, bring it in, baby. Well, we're back again. This is Adam Harmon, and you're listening to The Adam Harmon Show on 790 AM KABC Talk Radio. There's something going on in the... there's something strange going on in the studio here. Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again?
It's that time.
Well, then it's time for...
the fabulous Dovey Leroy.
Cosmic astrologer.
I am feeling so cosmic, Dovey.
Ooh, me too.
Take it away.
So I am going to start off with a general reading. On March 8th, which was 2 days ago, but this is very important because this is going to last until July 10th, we have Jupiter in Scorpio going retrograde. And what exactly does this mean for us? It's about taking a look at our morals and our personal growth. And it's about purifying your body and your soul. So it's pretty much growth and development. So what I'm trying to say is that you need to go inward and clean up any of the muck that's going on in there that could be, you know, demoralizing, or that could be not making it to where you can release your true potential. And you tap into that, so then you can have extreme, profound movement and outward things happening for you.
Okay, manifestation.
Manifestation.
And woman manifestation.
Exactly.
There we go.
Woman manifestation.
There we go.
And then also on March 13th, we have the sun in Pisces trining Jupiter in Scorpio. So this is going to bring us positive outcomes. And this is a time where big things can happen. So because that does involve Jupiter taking that step back, you are definitely going to want to go into your inward and allowing that manifestation to be cleansed. Well, to be able to be cleansed, to be able to allow that manifestation is what I'm trying to say.
There we go. Good.
So I do have Mary here with me. She is my culprit. And yes, she is in the studio. A little bit about Mary is she is a Pisces sun, a Capricorn moon, and she is a Cancer ascendant or rising.
Which means she's trouble.
She's just, you know, a little crab running around.
There we go.
And her rulership is in the sixth house. And because she's a Cancer and that is her rising sign, that means that her moon sign is what's important here. And it is actually conjunct Venus. So that's a little bit fun. She is a general manager at a local Culver City restaurant.
Uh-huh.
She is very much into pottery. I actually witnessed her pottery wheel.
To experience it.
Yeah, it was amazing. And she is extremely intuitive. And the way that she builds this is, well, daily, I guess you would say, is through practices and through meditation or tarot or through any type of metaphysics. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is fantastic.
Isn't this fun?
This is so cool.
Oh, good. Okay. So getting into your natal chart, your self-development is created through your emotions and through your relationships. A little bit fun. And something interesting about you is you're very sensitive. And what I mean by that is you feel things very, very deeply.
Like in this room right now. I feel it.
You feel everything.
Yes, I'm feeling it all.
2 feet on the ground, though? We're grounded.
Yeah, we are grounded, though. That helps.
That's my cologne. I'm sorry.
And because of this, maybe when you were younger, you, I don't want to say couldn't handle your emotions, but they were a little bit out there. And that could almost sense a cry for help where you were, you know, looking for people to be able to help you understand your emotions.
Yeah.
Or you completely detached yourself because you felt completely alone with them. And then you just put them either suppressing or you tried to put them on the side, which is really, really hard being a Cancer rising.
Yeah. No, I identify with that being kind of split.
Yeah.
Trying to, in my little toolbox, figure out how to get what I needed.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
And another thing is rejection and criticism. You could be extremely sensitive to. Well, previously because of, you know, you did go through a Saturn turn. We'll get into that.
Ooh.
And it's interesting because in your natal chart, it also mentioned how you may tiptoe around people to avoid conflict. And almost, well, because Neptune is also in that rulership house, you could have a chameleon sort of an energy. So you can go along with people and their ideas and everything. And almost in a sense where there is no form of, like, can't form judgment around you.
Yeah, definitely have had to grow past the people pleaser mentality.
Oh my god!
In my youth, yes.
Yeah, and
I'm so old,
super old, in her 30s.
Yeah,
One amazing thing, though, is the reason that you're so sensitive and can feel so deeply is because you are actually very empathic. And that means that you are able to share the feelings of others within you. You can feel everything deeply. So a small example, because some people might not know what an empath is. Say you're having a great day. You just listen to like your favorite song. You're like, I'm going to have a great day at work. You're on your way to work. And somebody at work, say their dog passed away, or say that they went there, something's going on health-wise with their grandmother or something, and they feel that inside them. And then you'll go into work, and all of a sudden you'll be like, what is that feeling? Why do I feel this way? And that can completely alter your day in a way and drain you.
Yeah. It messes with my jam.
Yeah. I bet. And another thing because of that sixth house rulership is that you are extremely intuitive towards others as well. Yeah.
I get that.
Yes. So have you exactly done anything to be able to work with those emotions or that type of like empath like feeling?
More so I'm interested in you mentioned a Saturn return, and that just kind of lit up in my head of just what's been going on just for my life in these last few years of having to process a lot of relationship stuff, a lot of, you know, going through a breakup and all of that. I've been confronted with the way I'm doing things.
Gotcha.
You know? So can you explain to me, like, do I need to hold on a little longer? Am I like in the clear?
So one thing that I mentioned previously is that you do have a conjunction with Venus and the moon. So that means that you need a loving and harmonious relationship because it's important for your sense of well-being. Mm-hmm. So you have a desire for companionship and that almost becomes a need. So because of that, and because you like doing and giving things to people and everything, and you have a very feminine, womanly, like, nature with you because you are that form of sensitive. I guess what I'm trying to say is you could almost be taken advantage of or looking to someone to fill your need.
Yeah.
In a way.
I absolutely see that.
Yes.
It has forced me to kind of, you know, what Sarah was saying, that self-love. Like, I've absolutely experienced that in the last couple of years of having to be okay. So this is my partner and this is what they are doing.
Yeah.
And so what's Mary doing? I actually had to ask my brain to change it from what is my partner doing to myself.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. And, so it's really interesting because if you tap into like your needs, then, and realizing where your needs are, then you can actually, you know, be able to figure out that all you need is yourself. It's like, I'm fine over here.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
And, we mentioned before you do have a Saturn return coming.
Yeah.
And that is almost like a sundial energy that comes back around like clockwork every around 26 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, it's really interesting because you have a configuration happening in your Saturn return, which is a Pluto fourth, Scorpio, Saturn, which is in the fifth house of lessons, and then your drive, which is also in the 10th house, which is Mars. And that goes around childhood trauma.
Okay.
And it's very profound, actually. And it almost affects your way of initiating and doing things in this during this time. And it looks like it was something that happened around 2015, 2016. And
you see that in my chart?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Because that's right.
And
And
it's really interesting because it's almost like it's something that happened previously in like 2016. You hit your Saturn return around like 2017.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's almost something you must deal with, and people may view you in a different light, which is why you might have not necessarily dealt with it right at first. And it's almost like that energy of tapping into, how do I do this?
Yeah.
Right now.
Wow. Dovey.
Yeah.
Dovey, you're nailing
she's going
it over
deep.
Here. I'm getting chills inside here. Dovey, we're running out of time,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, sorry, we got into it.
if anybody wants to be able to get a reading with this lovely and talented astrologer, you can contact her at Dovey Leroy, D-O-V-I-E, Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, at gmail.com.
Yes.
And just say, I want a reading. How much do you charge for a natal chart?
Honestly, depends.
It depends. There are many different factors.
But I am going to be giving out, whoever contacts me first, I will give out a free natal chart reading.
Oh my goodness. So that's DoveyLeroy at gmail.com. If you're the first one, you'll get a free natal chart reading.
Yes.
Wow. You know something? It's that time again, Dovey. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Once again, it's time to wrap things up here at the show. Make sure you like, subscribe, and follow the Adam Harman, that's H-A-R-M-A-N show, on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube for great inspiration and video posts. This has actually been videoed, the thing you're listening to, so you get to see all these pretty faces. Tune in next Saturday night at 8 p.m. when we'll be interviewing the one and only Darren Beckett. He'll be sharing the proven techniques for removing roadblocks to success. If you're feeling stuck, you're going to want to check this one out. Next Saturday at 8 p.m. Well, until that time, all of us here at the Adam Harman Show would like to thank you for listening, and we hope you have a week filled with loving relationships.
This show furnished by Adam Banning.